We continue while learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Michan Yaakov Bifilichos Aliyo. We are in Harios Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned the fact that if Beis Din made an erroneous ruling that was related to the Mikdash, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, there's someone walking into the Beis Amikdash Tameh or eating Kachim B'Tumah, and we gave the example, they said, oh, you can go out the law, if you're Tameh in the Beis Amikdash, you can walk out the long way. They realize they make a mistake. There's no par helam devil shol tzibur in that situation. And the reason is because if a person does that b'shogeg, he would not be chayav anyway a classic chatos kavua, the permanent chatos, but rather the carbon olev yore, depending on their financial status. The Mishnah here is telling us a couple of other situations, in addition to Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, where there's a carbon olev yore, and therefore if there's an erroneous ruling by the Beis Din, by the Sanhedrin, there would be no par helam devil shol tzibur either. So that's the first thing. Ein chayav in al shmias hakol. Shmias hakol literally means the listening to a voice. But this is a reference to the pasuk in Vayirka Perakei, v'nefesh ki secheta, person sins in what way? V'shama kol ala v'hura eid o ra o yada. V'lo yagid v'nasa avona. What does it say there? We mentioned this in Weilun Masechet Shavuos. Person knows edus about someone, and he denies knowing the edus. And then he admits that he really knew the edus afterwards. Such a person has to bring or korban olav yore. That's a sin offering, but it depends on his financial status, either a keves or birds or a flower offering or the mincha. This another example of besides tumas mikdash v'kadashav, where a person is chayv or korban olav yore, not a classic korban chatas, is the shvuas habitui. That's also in Vayikra Perakei. O nefesh kisi shava levate bisfasayim. We expresses something with his lips, lahara o lehetiv, for something bad or for something good, which we mentioned. Classic example is person takes an oath, I'm going to eat, that's lehetiv, or shvua, I'm not going to eat, that's lahara. And a person who violates that shvua, he's chayv a karban ole viyored. And of course, the third is tumas mikdash v'kadashav. So that's what the Mishnah means over here. Ein chayavin, Beis Din is not chayav a par helam devel shel tzibur al shmias hakol. If they make some erroneous ruling related to edus, let's say Beis Din made a mistake and said, "Oh, I know you know edus, but it's not a problem. You don't need to testify on behalf in this particular situation." Obitus vasayim. You have a person who took an oath that he's not going to eat. Beis Din made a mistake and says, "No, you can violate your shvua because I don't know. Maybe this is this type of food. This doesn't apply to." Val tumas mikdash v'kadashav, which we already explained. In all of these situations, there's no par helam devil shel tzibur, because as we said, there's no par helam devil shel tzibur where Beis Din makes an erroneous ruling, where if you did it personally, unrelated to Beis Din, you'd be chayv a karban olev yore. Only when it's the chatas kavua, does that translate into a par helam devil shel tzibur where Beis Din makes the mistake in their hora'ah. And then the Mishnah says, Vahanasi Kayotze Bohem. And when it comes to the Nasi, who's the Nasi? So the Torah says in Vayikra Dalid, Asher Nasi Yecheta Vasa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem. And he does something wrong. Vehivias Karbono Seir Izim. Who is this Nasi? So the Nasi is the Melech Yisrael. Moshe was considered a Nasi. We learned the base Nasi. The Nasi is the Melech HaMashiach, which we learned in Yechezkel. So when the Nasi sins, he does not bring a Seira or a Kisba, a female goat or female sheep. Rather, he brings a Seir Lechatas. And that's for a classic Averi he does Bishogig, where there would be a chiyuv, potential chiyuv kares if he did it b'mezid, a Seir and not a Seira. But as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach, we said, only brings his par, if you remember, when he made a hora. A Kohen Mashiach, with the Kohen Gadol, if he doesn't have Erev B'Shogeg, he does not bring a carbon, a regular carbon chatas. Only when he makes an erroneous ruling personally, right, for himself, and he follows that, he makes it B'Shogeg and follows it B'Shogeg, is a chayv a par, but he will not bring something where it has nothing to do with hora. When it comes to the Melech, the Nasi, a regular shogeg on a masa, he's going to bring a carbon chatas, but that personal carbon chatas, unrelated to hora, is going to be a seir, not a seirah. And he also as the Mishnah says here, will not be obligated in a Karban Olah V'Yoreid. So if the Melech Yisrael would be in violation of Shavuos HaEdus, of which is what we call Shmi'as Kol, or Tuma, or Bitus Vasayim, violated that oath, or Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, he would not bring a Karban Olah V'Yoreid. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Agli. So this is Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion, and it's based on the following. It says in Vayikra Perek Hey, regarding these Averos, Vimlo Sagia Yodo, Vimlo Tasig Yodo. So what does that mean? It means, that, what is the Karban Olah V'Yoreid? It means, oh, it depends on your financial status. Maybe if you have enough money, you bring a sheep. A little bit less, you bring regular dal, poor person, you bring pigeons. And you bring birds. And if you're really poor, dal shel bedalim, you're going to bring a flower offering. But that means, and the language of the Torah is, oh, if he can't afford it, lo tasig yodo. So Rabbi Yossi Agli learns, Mishaba, the Gemara says, Mishaba lidei anios v'ashiros. Only where there's someone who potentially could become poor or rich. So that person, sometimes he's poor, sometimes he's rich. So such a person has to be covered on the yoreid. But a melech who is not going to come lidei anios, so he doesn't have to bring a Karban Olah V'Yoreid at all. What about a Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol also does not bring a Karban Olah V'Yoreid, because he also does not come to poverty. How do we know that? He's not the Melech, but because the Pasuk says, V'ha-Kohen ha-Gadol me'echav in Parshas Emor. What does it mean, Gadol me'echav? Gadol means he has to be Gadol in Benoi, in terms... he has to be handsome, koach, power, chokhmah, wisdom, and osher, and wealth. And others claim, no, even if he doesn't have a lot of money, he can be the Kohen Gadol. But what it means, HaKohen HaGadol, means Gadolehu Mishel Achav. HaKohen HaGadol Me'echav, he should become Gadol Me'echav. His brothers, the Kohanim, or everybody else, has to make sure that he has enough money. So he will also never come Lidei Anius. There's no fluctuating financial status potentially that he could have, and of course a melech also would not have, and therefore they're not chayef a Karban Olah V'Yoreid if they're in violation of any of these cases in the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hanasi chayef bekulon. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He says could be the Kohen Gadol. You're right, but the Nasi is chayef. Is chayv in Karban Olah V'Yoreid, and the Rambam explains why that is. The pasuk says v'chiper alav hakohen mechataso, and when it comes to Karban Olah V'Yoreid, which is written in the context of either of these, the Shmi'as Kol, Bitus Vasayim, Tumas Mesvei Kadoshav, it says v'chiper alav hakohen mechataso. So what does that come to teach you? It means that the Kohen is going to atone for him. We assume that the Nasi is included in this pasuk. And that's what the pasuk is speaking about. So therefore, he needs atonement for these averos as well. But one exception, mishmias hakol. So it's not shmias hakol on the list. Tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Yes, according to Rabbi Akiva, a nasi will be chayev in. He'll be chayev v'karban olah v'yoreid and bitus sasayim. But there's a very practical reason why chutz mishmias hakol. When it comes to the edus situation, he will not have. What's the edus situation again? Where in this case the Nasi, the Melech, knows Eidus about someone, and the person approaches him and he lies and says, I don't know Eidus about you, and then takes a shvua that he doesn't know Eidus, and then he admits to it, so he would not be chayav Karban Olah V'Yoreid in that case, even though a lay person would be. Why would the Melech be exempt? According to Rabbi Akiva, the Melech and the Nasi is chayav in the other two, Bisusayim and Tumas Mishra Kadoshav Olah V'Yoreid. Why is Shmi'as Kol different? So the Mishnah explained, Shahamelech lo dun, velo dun in oso, lo meid, velo meid in oso. We learned this in Sanhedrin, and in the second parak. A king cannot be a judge, and he cannot be judged. We discussed why this is over there. He can't testify, and people can't testify about him. So if that's true, so how can there be a case where there'd be Shmi'as Kol? If he can't come testify, the whole oath where he denies knowing testimony shouldn't matter, because he couldn't come to testify anyway. What about the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Mashiach? Rabbi Akiva apparently holds he is chayv in a Karban Olah V'Yoreid. Why is he chayv in all of these? The Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Kohen, Rabbi Akiva, is part of Karban Olah V'Yoreid. So once again, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that the Nasi is going to be part of Karban Olah V'Yoreid, and the Kohen Gadol is part of Karban Olah V'Yoreid. Rabbi Akiva says the Nasi is chayev in two of the three Korbanot Beorets, the Beatrice Fasayim, Tumas Mishmah, the Kadoshav, but not Shmias Kol, and the, but the Kohen Gadol is Potter. Why is he Potter? The Kohen Gadol, because the Gemara explains, it says, Zeh Korban Aharon Uvonav Asir Seifa. The Kohen Gadol has to bring a special korban known as the Minchas Chavitin. What's that? That's a tenth of an eifa of flour. It has to be brought during the day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. A special korban called the Minchas Chavitin for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So what does that have to do with Korban Al-Yorin? So the Gemara says like this. This is the tenth of an Efer carbon of Aaron and his sons, which sounds like this is the only type of tenth of an Efer carbon flour offering that he has to bring. That implies that there's another type of an Asir Soifa, tenth of an Efer flour carbon that he does not have to bring. What does this pasuk come to exclude? Apparently it comes to exclude the korban al-yored, which is what? Well, a korban al-yored, assuming you're very, very poor, you would have to bring a flour offering of a tenth of an eifah. So the Kohen Gadol is excluded from that because the Torah goes out of its way to accent your chayev in the asir seifah of the minchas chavitin. That implies you're not chayev in the other asir seifah, which is the korban al-yored. You'll ask, but there are two other options korban al-yored. Financial status, giving birds, and if he's wealthy enough, and he's supposed to be wealthy, you told me, he can bring a sheep. So the answer is no. The pasuk says v'chiper alav hakohen al chataso asher chata me'achas me'ele, which means the Gemara assumes if you can achieve atonement through one of these three, then you can achieve atonement with all of these three. But if you're excluded from one of these three, and in this case, the Kohen Gadol is excluded from the tenth of the Eifah of the flour offering, then he's excluded from all of them, and therefore he does not have to bring a korban al yored. So, just important to know that although we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva with respect to the Kohen Gadol, the Melech, etc., where Rabbi Yossi Aglili is of the opinion that the Nasi, the Melech, is exempt, and the Kohen Mashiach is exempt from all the korban al yored. Rabbi Akiva says the Melech is chayiv in two of the three, but you're right, the Kohen Gadol is exempt. We paskin, and we'll learn later on in the Masechta, like neither of these opinions, and the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi are both chayiv or korban al yored on all of these cases, and we'll see that later. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Kol HaMitzvos, Shabbat Torah, Shechayavin, we know this already, the Mishnah, we've mentioned this in the past, Al Zidonim Kores, Al Shigigasar Chatas, Hayachin, Mevi Kisba U'Seira. When it comes to all mitzvos, where if you did it B'mezid Kores, and you now, but you did it B'shoge, Yichayv Karban Chatas. What does the individual bring for such a case? He brings a kisba, a female sheep, or a seer, a female goat, and we have psukim in the Torah that tell us that. The Hanasi, what is a Nasi? We mentioned this already. What does he bring when he is in violation of something of an aver of where Yechayiv Kares B'mezid? And what does he bring B'shogig? Seer. He brings not a seerah or a kisba, but rather a seer, a male goat. That's the Nasi. If you remember, Umashiach, who based in the impact, the Kohen Gadol, who makes a mistake, but remember this, who does something in Beshogi, this is not where he does the Avera Beshogi, as we mentioned several times. This is where he makes a Shgaga in his Horah. In his ruling, he makes a mistake, and he follows that on his own. He has to bring a par, and based in also has to bring a par for their erroneous ruling, and that is the par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Uva Avodah Zarah, and if the Shogig is a case of Avodah Zarah, Hayachid Vahanasi Vahamashiach Mavin Seira, then the individual, the Nasi, the Melech, and the Kohen Mashiach are the same in the sense that they're going to bring a Seira, which is a female goat. Pasuk says, Vim Nefesh Achas Techeda Bishkaga Vikriva Eiz. Bas Shnasa, this is in Parsha Shlach, and the context is Avodah Zarah. V'ikriva eiz bas shnasa lechatas, Torah achas, yiyeh lachem lo'aseh b'shkaga. What does that mean, Torah achas? It's one rule. Whoever does this b'shogeg, everyone's included. The Kohen Mashiach, but remember, the Nasi and the regular individual. Now, just be important to know that the Kohen Mashiach still is only chayiv in this case, even in Avodah Zarah, only with a Hora'ah. Not when he does the Avera, just B'shogeg, but where he makes an erroneous ruling. Beis Din makes a mistake, though, when it comes to Isra Avodah Zarah and the Tzibur Falah, as we said. They bring Par V'Seir, Par La'ola, U'Seir L'Chatas, and that's based on the Psukim, V'Yayim Me'inei Ha'edah Nesazah L'Shkagah, this is Parashat Shlach, V'Asu Kol Haidah Par Ben Bakar Echad La'ola, that's a Par La'ola, U'Seir Zemachad L'Chatas, as we explain in the first Perek and the fifth Mishnah.